I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, we continue with an international flavor, but it may not be international in terms of project management. That's what we're going to find out. We are joined by Mounir Ajam, direct from Lebanon this morning. His book is Redefining the Basics of Project Management, and it's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. The book is available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. And I hope you're calling from a state of tranquility there in Lebanon. It's nice to have you with us, Mounir.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up on what I just said. It was a little bit of a segue or a lead in here, and I mentioned about project management and whether it differs internationally or culturally from one country to another. Does it?
Well, I mean, the principle of project management are the same, doesn't really change. But yes, in practice, some countries and some organizations with some countries probably have higher level of maturity than others. In most developed countries, project management is quite advanced. In some of the lesser or least developed countries, project management is probably still not understood and is more of a luxury rather than a necessity for business.
Yeah,
so yes, there are some variations.
Yeah, I don't know how many books are out, but I've seen a number of books on project management. Why this one? Does it differ from others? And if so, how?
Yes, it differs from others because it tries to reach a wider audience. First, maybe some background. A lot of people that practice project management today are used to certain standards, global standards on project management. Yet, some of these standards that are highly popular have gaps, and standards are not meant to be a full body of. So as we see people practice project management, we see some of the gaps in understanding of the global standard, especially in the area of methodologies, because methodologies are usually built in-house by large companies. Smaller to medium-sized companies who are new to project management, probably have not had the opportunity to develop their methodologies. So what we try to do is to try to take the lessons from big organization in terms of how to take a project from idea to closure and put it into a methodology that can be customized and adapted across industries and business sectors, and even across business project types and project classification, such as small project, medium project, or large project. So we see there is a gap in that area, and we're trying to fill that gap.
Mounir, what are your qualifications for having written the book and in your background?
Started my career as an engineer, but I've been in engineering and project management for 30 years at this time. Basically, 24 of them are purely in project management, working internationally in the US, Europe, Southeast Asia, West Asia, Middle East. Most of my background has been in the oil and gas sector, but the last 10 years has been focusing on project management across industries. So I've been working in project management from small to mega project for close to 30 years and consulting and teaching on it for the last 10 years.
What is the name project management approach? What does it mean? Is it differ from country to country? Is it customization? How do you define it?
No, I mean, in general, project management obviously is about managing a project. The key is how do you define what is a project? Usually, and how different projects are from operation, from the routine standard day-to-day operation of any business or any organization, whether it's government, private, or NGO. So the challenge is once we agree on what's a project, we can use project management principles to help us manage it. The differences from one country to another is, as I said earlier, is in the level of maturity of the practice. Some still manage project via what we call the accidental project manager syndrome, which means anyone can do it. And that's not necessarily true or good practice. And on the other side, you find some organizations that actually train project manager to be high-level professional focusing on using project management and maybe even gain certification to manage project. So the difference is, can anyone do it, or do you need to have specialty and special expertise and able to manage project properly? That's where the level of maturity vary.
What steps or what criteria are used in determining whether this is a legitimate project and moving forward? Are there certain tests? Let's test this out in terms of its viability, the demand, the funding we're going to get. Are there certain steps to go through?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, to answer this question, we have to take a project owner perspective. Because if you are a service provider providing service for an owner, it might be different. But let's say a business want to expand, you want to open a new office, you want to expand, launch a new product, you want to start a business, you want to launch a media campaign, anything that would be considered something different than the day-to-day routine would be considered a project. So the challenge is first to define the vision. What do you want to accomplish? Once we have a vision, we can dream about it or we can actually plan some action to make it happen. Now, once we have a plan, obviously we need to put the plan into implementation. But once we start implementing a plan, things may go wrong, things may not be according to plan. So we have to continually monitor to ensure things are going well. And if they're not going well, what adjustment we need to make in order to deliver the project successfully at the end. Now, to do this, we have typically depend on the nature of the project. You might have to go through what we call a project life cycle, which is how do you take project from idea to closure, going through a feasibility study to assess whether the organization should consider the project feasible, would they be able to deliver it successfully, would they achieve the benefit they expect. So they have to do a feasibility study first. After a feasibility study, they have to define what is the requirement for the project. What do I need to do in order to make it happen? And then we proceed into project management planning, and then we proceed into implementation, getting ready for operation, all the way to successfully closing the project, with capturing any lessons learned through the process, any information that we need to capture for future learning. That's in a very quick way how we take a project from idea to closure.
The book is Redefining the Basics of Project Management. Our guest, Munir Ajam, direct from Lebanon. The book is available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook, and it's published by Author House. There are a lot of global standards on project management. Yes. How does this book relate to project management certifications?
Well, if we look at project management, there are probably 10 or 15 international associations promoting project management, and there are probably close to 50 certifications on project management. The most popular is the PMI organization, the Project Management Institute, based out of Pennsylvania, and their most popular standard is the Project Management Body, a guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge, and the most popular certification is by PMI, it's called PMP. Our books is basically take our own unique proprietary approach that we develop inside my company, which is a methodology we developed, and link it to the most popular standard in the world today, which is the body of knowledge that's published by PMI, and integrate them together. This is the gaps that right now does not exist in this most popular global standard, the PMPA guide that have probably more than a million copies distributed around the world. There are gaps in it, and I know some people may not like to hear that, but there are gaps, and that's natural in any standard. And what we try to do in this books is to actually build on that standard to supplement it. So ideally, this book should be read in relationship to the PMI body of knowledge through the PMPA guide, and it can be used for certification or ideally even post-certification to help even certified people take their performance level to a next higher level.
Is the intent of this book and methodology replace global standards? Is that one of your intents of the book?
Absolutely not. We don't want to. On the contrary, this book, as I just mentioned, it supplement the most popular standard that exists today in project management. It's a supplement to it, and we think they go hand in hand. And on our overall organizational approach, they actually link together. And even in this global standard, it says you need a methodology, but it doesn't offer us one. So we built a methodology to go with that most popular global standard. But we did not stop there. We also link it to other standards as well. So basically, our books try to take the best from what exists and support it.
Every book is not for everyone. Whom is this book for?
for anyone who's interested in managing project professionally, for project managers, senior project managers, program managers, also even for those who have certification. Because as I mentioned earlier, it does build on what some of the certification that exists today. It supplement, it help even certified people take their performance to a next level.
What kind of a reaction have you gotten on this book?
Well, and this book...
Got about 10 seconds.
Okay, the book is relatively new, so we don't have a lot of reaction to it. But when we promote the concept, we've been getting a lot of responses and we've been offering courses on this concept.
All right. Thanks. Bye.